It's been said that a little learning is a dangerous thing. In other words, greater knowledge is better. A perfect example is a survey of students undertaken by Ron Hassner, a professor of political science at the University of California, Berkeley. Professor Hassner designed a poll of a diverse sampling of 250 college students across the U.S., ascertaining their support for the chant, "From the River to the Sea," echoed by those who sympathize with Palestinians and condemn Israel. Initially, 86% said they supported the chant, 33% enthusiastically, and 53% to a lesser extent, adding to 86. The students were then asked to give the names of the river and the sea. Only 47% correctly answered the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. Besides "duh," the many ignorant guesses from these future leaders of America included the Nile, the Euphrates, the Caribbean, the Dead Sea, which is actually a lake, and the Atlantic Ocean. One well-intentioned student said he definitely supported the chant because he believed the Palestinians and Israelis should live in two separate countries side by side, his exact quote. After being shown on a map that a separate Palestinian state stretching from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea would leave no room for Israel, the student then reversed his support for the chant from definitely to probably not. Of the 80 students who were shown this map, 75% similarly changed their viewpoint. Presumably, the 25% who saw the map and still didn't change their opinion want to have the state of Israel eliminated, or Jews as well. It is encouraging that most of these students were open-minded enough to reconsider the issue when presented with a better understanding. Of all the students polled, fully two-thirds dropped their support of "From the River to the Sea" chant after learning some basic facts. On the other hand, it's extremely disturbing to see how easily and effectively these college students could be misled or brainwashed by biased educators, the liberal mass media, and especially the open sewer of falsehood and hate of social media. Hamas uses the Palestinians as pawns in its greater goal of exterminating all Jews worldwide. Some Palestinians would like to be rid of Hamas and its perpetual war on the Jews and would be willing to coexist with Israel in a two-state solution, although many other Palestinians, perhaps even most, are committed to Hamas's cause. It's no wonder when generations of Palestinians have been indoctrinated from early childhood by their parents and in school to hate Jews. But it's not just anti-Semitism at play in the demonization of Israel by leftist American college students and faculty who prefer socialism and Marxism to capitalism and who enthusiastically embrace the left's contrived narrative of oppressors versus the oppressed in all facets of life, from foreign policy to race to economics to culture. This narrative is basically a rehash of Karl Marx's vision of class warfare between capitalist exploiters versus oppressed workers of the proletariat. Today's progressive Marxists have replaced the oppressed proletariat in this class war with an ever-expanding intersectional rainbow of marginalized victims who are oppressed by our conventional society, thus entitling the oppressed to subsidies, special treatment, or even reparations. They lump this together in an ideological stew with social justice and identity politics that judges people by their membership in a group rather than by their individual qualities or faults. The final product denies individual responsibility, penalizes success, rejects meritocracy, rewards mediocrity, and expands dependency on ever-growing progressive government. There's always an activist remnant of idealistic left-wing college students seeking a political cause. But passion at the expense of reason and knowledge leads to irrational extremism. In Gaza, their supporters of crowned Palestinians designated Hamas as the oppressed and condemned Israelis as the oppressors. Israel, an American ally, is a rare democracy in the Middle East, and Israel embraces 2 million Arabs as citizens. In reality, Hamas is the oppressor. It no longer allows free elections and intentionally exposes Gazan civilians to Israeli counterattacks by stationing their leaders and armories in dense population zones and next to hospitals so that it can leverage their casualties as a propaganda tool. The hypocritical selectivity of Israel-hating college students in selecting oppressors is blatant. The world's most undemocratic, totalitarian dictatorships and oppressors of their own people are the communist regimes of China, North Korea, and Cuba. Where's their outrage at them? There is none. In keeping with the long-standing code of Marxist ideologues that there are no enemies on the left. Also above criticism from this crowd is Iran, the principal financier of Middle East terrorism and other agents of Islamic havoc like Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Taliban. Instead, these student protesters and their faculty influencers would rather denigrate the United States and our history. As if, for example, slavery was something unique to America when it was omnipresent in this world from the dawn of history. Ultimately, Britain and the U.S. led the world in abolishing it. Revisionist critics on the radical left, obsessed with our faults, unfairly and sanctimoniously view our history through a modern lens in comparison to an age and culture that were far different and incomparable. Compounding this distortion, they deceitfully downplay the overwhelming magnitude of America's virtues and achievements.